You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Someone texted in a confession to 78592 that says, I lifted up a guy's scooter and placed it in a handicap spot. Then I parked where the scooter had been.
What? Wait, you're...
It seems legit. A lot of handicapped people are out there riding their scooters around.
Hey.
But the point is, if you have some info that you've been dying to tell someone, this is where you can actually do it, on the Mass Speaker. And one of our listeners is on the line ready to give us her confession. She's chosen to go by the name Andrea, which I Googled the meaning of that name, and ironically, it means strong and brave.
Oh, okay. It doesn't mean liar or something?
No.
Okay,
so
that's good. That's a good start.
Brave and strong Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, don't worry. Nobody knows who you are because the voice changer is on. You are now the Mass Speaker. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Tell us your confession.
Okay. Well, I used to work at a coffee shop as a barista.
Okay. Oh, shout out.
Alexis can relate.
Nice. Exactly.
Dated many of you.
Yeah. And, you know, you always get regulars coming in.
Oh my God, Alexis would tell us stories about her regulars. There's some weird people that hang out at coffee shops.
Some are nice, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't say they're not nice. You can be nice and weird at the same time.
Weird, you never talked about the nice ones to us, though. You always focused on the weirdos, but that's okay.
Yeah, like you said, most of the regulars are really nice and sweet. But I had these guys that were just awful. They were the worst regulars ever. Like, every time they came in, I was like, no.
What? Yeah. What would they do?
Already people are rolling their eyes.
Yeah, but why?
Well, they were just messy. They always left their table a disaster.
Okay.
They were also, like, really loud, and they were pretty cold to me and anybody who was working there at the time.
I hate that. Like, they're kind of, like, condescending or, like, talk down to you.
Totally.
Like, hey, it's your job to serve me. Like, snappy snap.
And they're
well, technically, they're right. It is their job to serve you, well, but you don't have to be rude about it.
Don't say it like
that. Jeff's one of these guys.
Secretly.
It's your job to make me a coffee. How dare you?
If he would have chosen the right major in college, he would have been one of these two.
He would have been a tech bro.
Okay, I apologize.
So,
what happened?
What's the confession?
That was it.
Okay. So, the confession is, so there's this one day when things were pretty slow at the coffee shop, and these guys were at their table being loud as. And they were talking about this new business that they were going to pitch to a company.
Okay.
And I could tell they were super excited. This is going to be huge. They were going to be millionaires. And they were like high-fiving each other.
It doesn't even count as eavesdropping if they're basically yelling in the middle of the establishment.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they even knew I was there because they just treat service people like they don't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
I overheard the name of the company that they were planning to start.
Okay.
And I thought maybe it would be kind of funny to just open up my phone right there and, like, buy the URL for the company.
Oh, that is so messed up.
It was just available?
Yeah, I didn't think it would be, but it was.
These tech nerds, not that smart.
It's called Uber.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
And, that's insane.
And a lot of times when you're coming up with companies, the website is super key because it has to correspond with your brand. And a lot of times
Well, if you're a tech guy, of course the website's super key.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you buy it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love that.
I mean, that's awesome. What'd you do?
It's so smart.
What do you do with it?
I didn't do anything with it. I just bought it. And I thought it would be really funny that they couldn't find the URL.
Right.
But then, like, a month later, I got an email from one of the guys asking to buy it from me.
Oh, they want it that bad.
Oh,
did they know
God.
Who you were? I mean, because, you know, it has all your information.
Yeah.
No, they didn't know who I was. I don't think they ever, like, clocked what my name actually was.
It wasn't, like, public domain.
But he asked to buy it, and I decided, just to make it even funnier, to ask for, like, an obscene amount of money.
Yeah.
So I asked them for $50,000.
$50,000?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, $50.
Yeah.
$50,000? That's major.
Well, I just wanted to see what they would do. I didn't think they would actually pay it, but they totally paid it.
What?
They did?
Wait a minute.
You made $50,000?
No.
You had $50,000 because of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So now they're your favorite regulars. Let's be honest.
Hi, Brand. Want a cheese Danish?
Yeah.
Fresh.
Go to cheesedanish.com.
I want to know, what company is this?
I can't tell you because I signed an NDA after they paid.
Oh, I thought you said your voice is mass, but that's a difference.
Does that even actually follow those things?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is awesome. Can you give us a hint
what company it was?
I don't think she should. Yeah. Honestly, if you want to keep your money, I would just chill.
What does it rhyme with?
All I can say is it's a vacation rental website. That's all I can say.
Okay. Vacation rental BO?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, and honestly, if it's the one I'm thinking about, those guys are millionaires now, so that was nothing to them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. She should have actually just dated and married one of them.
Oh!
Taken half of what they were worth. You could have got way more than $50,000.
There we go.
God, they sounded insufferable, though.
Yeah,
like, I think the $50,000 is probably better.
All right. I mean, basically, I was able to quit my coffee job and buy a house, so.
Oh, congratulations!
That's awesome.
Hey, look at that. Some good came out of eavesdropping on other people and then blackmailing them.
Yes, I need to try.
Look at that. Anyway, if anybody else has an NDA out there, text in to 78592. Yeah. If you've been holding on to your confession, we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.